Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. May 28th, 2026. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. Psalm 78:4. Psalm 78:4 presents a clear and active call for the people of God to participate in the transmission of truth. The verse states, "We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done." The language of the verse emphasizes intentionality. The verbs "will not hide" and "tell" describe a deliberate decision to make God known. The content of that message centers on God's actions, His deeds, power, and works, which reveal His character and faithfulness. This observation leads to a central understanding. God's people carry responsibility for ensuring that His works remain known among future generations. The verse presents this responsibility as communal. The use of "we" identifies a shared commitment within the people of God. Faithfulness includes participation in a living testimony that extends beyond one's own life. The knowledge of God does not remain static. It moves forward through faithful proclamation. The meaning of this passage highlights that spiritual formation does not occur by accident. The next generation comes to know God through clear, repeated, and purposeful communication of His works. The focus on God's deeds directs attention away from human experience and toward divine action. This shapes a faith that rests on who God is and what He has done. The verse calls for a pattern of life where God's faithfulness is spoken, remembered, and integrated into daily relationships. Application begins with a recognition of personal participation in this calling. Every believer holds a place within the chain of testimony. The responsibility includes speaking about God's work in Scripture and acknowledging His work in personal and communal life. This takes place in conversations, teaching moments, and intentional discipleship relationships. Faithful application involves identifying opportunities to share the truth of God's character with those who follow, whether in the home, the church, or the broader community. This passage also invites a renewed awareness of attentiveness to God's work. Telling requires remembering. Remembering requires reflection on God's activity in history and in present life. A life shaped by Psalm 78:4 becomes a life that notices, values, and communicates the works of God with clarity and consistency. Through this pattern, the knowledge of God continues to grow and take root in the hearts of others. Reflection questions. 1. What specific actions in Psalm 78:4 describe the responsibility of God's people toward the next generation? 2. In what ways can intentional telling be practiced in daily life and relationships? 3. How does focusing on God's deeds shape the content of what is shared with others? 4. What opportunities exist this week for you to speak about God's work to someone else? Memorization reminder. As you finish memorizing Psalm 78:4, recite the verse slowly and connect each phrase to your daily walk. Let the verse shape how you think about your identity, your choices, and the new life you are living in Christ.